Help me, Lord, to say nothing more, nothing less than what you would have me to say tonight. Thank you for everyone that is here tonight. Bless us tonight, Lord, for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I want to preach tonight on the Lord that heals. Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He manifested himself to the children of Israel as they came out of Egypt. Matter of fact, they came out and they journeyed from the Red Sea. The Bible tells us in verse 22, Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And I want to give God praise for the air conditioner tonight. I know y'all, Sunday night we kind of had a little where it was fit, you know, seemed like it wouldn't come on for the longest time. And then it finally came on. Well, I tried to turn it on today. It wouldn't come on. So I called Jackie Ford, which has worked for us several times. And he came out here. And I think he used to go to church with y'all years ago, didn't he? Anyways, he came out here and he said, yeah, it's a thermostat. So he changed the thermostat. I said, how much is that? He said, well, it'd be about $200, you know, changing it and all. And so he put it in there and then found out a fuse was out and got it working just fine. And said, well, let me write you a check. He said, no, this is on me. God bless you. So we got us a new thermostat and the Lord blessed us. Didn't cost us nothing. Give God praise for that tonight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. The Lord that heals. He said, I'm Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. I believe in divine healing. Amen. I've seen it so many times, but that's not just the reason I believe in it. I believe in it because God's word teaches in divine healing. That the Lord heals our bodies. I believe that God, amen, has a plan and it is His will for the church to be preaching, teaching, amen, praying for sick and God healing them. I believe that. I believe that's one of the latter day things that God will do in revival and in times, amen, of His Spirit moving. Where God will heal sick bodies. God will heal broke bones. God will heal, amen, different diseases and different ailments or whatever it is. Amen. He said right here, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen. They came to this water. They could not drink of the water because it was so bitter. Things in our life, sickness in our life sometimes will be so bitter. Will be so just a test to us, a discouragement to us. And the Bible said that he showed him a tree, and he cast that tree in the water. Amen. And when he threw that tree in the water was sweet. And they drank some the sweetest water they had ever tasted. Hallelujah. God can take a sickness and turn it around for the glory of God in such a way that it brings such praise to his name. And praised on our lips, it takes a test to have a testimony. It takes a cloud to have a rainbow. Amen. It takes trials. Amen. It takes a sickness for God to heal. Praise God. I am the Lord that healeth thee. He said, if you'll do what I say, if you'll give ear to God's commandments and keep His statutes, He won't put no diseases upon you that came on the Egyptians. He said, there'll be an immunity upon you. Thank God. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. He healed those waters right before their eyes. They was bitter waters. They couldn't even drink it. He healed it right before their eyes and they could taste the sweetness of it. Amen. And when God did that, He said, hey man, this is an ordinance and a statue. He said, I am God that can heal you. I can heal your bodies just like I healed those waters. I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. I want to preach to us tonight about divine healing. Amen. And we're just going to go through the word of the Lord tonight. So, and read some scriptures and preach tonight. I know we could tell stories. We could pass the microphone around. Amen, but I don't necessarily feel like that at this point. I'm just going to go to the word of the Lord. Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Ain't you glad that He forgives all sin? Every sin. Hallelujah. Who healeth all thy diseases. I'm so glad that God heals all diseases. There's not a disease that God can't heal. There's not a sickness that God can't heal. There's not a health that God can't give. The Bible says, who healeth all thy diseases. Can somebody say all? All. That's everything. All. Hallelujah. Amen. All is all. Hallelujah. Who healeth all thy diseases. Psalms 107, the Bible tells us, amen, and verse number 16, for he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron and sunder fools because of their transgression, because of their iniquities are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat. They draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. They would have been in destruction, but God sent His Word and healed them. God sent His Word, and God's Word still has power to heal today. Amen. I believe in the power of the Word of God over sickness and disease. Amen. We don't turn away from the Bible. We turn to the Bible. Amen. For our needs and for our sicknesses. He sent His Word and healed them. Hallelujah. I'm thankful. Amen. The Bible tells us in Malachi that the Son of Righteousness would arise with healing in His wings. That He would rise with healing in His wings. Praise God. Isaiah 53 and verse 5 said, and with His stripes ye are healed. And with His stripes ye are healed. That prophet, amen, Isaiah, saw the suffering of our Savior. And he saw those stripes being laid on His back for our healing. Amen. And for our suffering. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes, amen, ye are healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, Peter said, who His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Amen. I'm preaching tonight, the Lord that heals, the Lord is the healer. Hallelujah. The Lord's the healer of sick bodies. The Lord's the healer of disease. The Lord's the healer of, amen, those that are sick. Praise God. And I want to preach to us tonight about, amen, the Lord that heals. Glory to God. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, in the book of Mark, amen. Let's go here and read this scripture. In the book of Mark, chapter number 16. It said that He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Then here's what I want to get. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. The laying on of hands. I want to preach to us tonight about the Lord that heals. And I want to go this way and talk to us about laying on of hands. Amen. Why do we lay hands on one another? Amen. There's no power in our hand. There's nothing in our hand. I mean, just laying our hand on somebody. Amen. A brother laying his hand on another brother, or sister laying her hand on another sister. I'm not talking about anything, you know, flirtatious or anything, you know, the men, you know, touching the women or the women touching the men. I'm not talking about laying hands like that. I'm talking about like the Bible teaches. Amen. Laying hands. They're, you know, touching one another. There's a connection there with touching. Amen. But when it comes to healing our sick bodies, amen. You know, I know like a mother's touch or something, there's a connection there. Amen. My wife, the touch, amen, holding her hand or something. There's a connection there. But with healing and a preacher, a man of God, evangelist, or a brother or sister, lay his hand upon you. There's nothing there. Amen. As far as a connection, it's spiritual. It's not physical, it's spiritual. Amen. But the Bible teaches it. It says they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. This new preaching that came, amen, forth from Pentecost and Jesus, amen, and his disciples, they laid hands on one another and they was healed. They laid hands on each other. The world had never seen nothing like that. Amen. They had never seen anything where they touched people and they was healed. But God did it. God ordained it that way. Mark chapter number 7 and verse number 31. The Bible says, and again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came under the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis, and they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue, and looking up into heaven, he sighed and said, Ephphatha. Which that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. Jesus, amen, laid his hands on sick people. Even the Bible talks about, amen, there in the first part of the book of Mark, where that leper, you didn't touch a leper. Amen. When a person was a leper, you didn't touch them. And Jesus touched the leper man. Amen. Not only, amen, was he not afraid, but there's healing power, amen, in the hand of God. Praise God. And the Bible says that in verse number 40 of Mark 1, there came a leper beseeching him, kneeling down to him, saying, if thou wilt, thou can make me clean. Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him. Hallelujah. And said, I will be thou clean, laying on of hands. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter number 6. I won't get all into it, but I want to preach this to us tonight. Amen. Hebrews 6 and verse 1, therefore leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on into perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from the dead works and faith toward God of the doctrine of baptism. We believe in baptism, don't we? Amen. Of baptism, of laying on of hands. Amen. The doctrine of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. I believe in being baptized in water. I believe in laying hands on the sick. I believe God's word teaches us to lay hands on the sick. Amen. I believe, amen, in the resurrection of the dead. Hallelujah. I believe in an eternal judgment. These doctrines here, that ain't all the doctrines, but I believe God's word right there. And I believe in the doctrine of laying on of hands. You take church, they'll believe in baptism. They'll dunk you as many times as you say, I've sinned. But they just skip over the next thing. Amen. Y'all still with me? I believe in laying on of hands. The Bible teaches us to lay hands on one another and they'll be healed. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke chapter number 4. I'm going to read a couple more scriptures here. Amen. Luke chapter number 4 and verse number 40. The Bible says, amen. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had sick with divers diseases, different diseases, brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. The devils also came out of many crying and saying, thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter number 13, he laid his hands on them there in them verses of scripture. Praise God. Luke chapter number 13 and verse number 10. The Bible tells us that there was this woman that had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together, could no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, called her to him and said, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her.
Hold your hands out. Everybody's hands. Amen. God can anoint anybody's hands. It doesn't take the preacher's hands. Hallelujah. Even Blake's, hold your hands out, Tori. Hallelujah. Ain't that fun? Amen. We get to hold our hands out. Let's sing another night, Hold the Fort. Y'all can put them down now.
Amen. Hold the fort. And, you know, I am coming, Jesus, signal still. Wave the answer back to him. That was my favorite song growing up. Because it was action, you know. I mean, we got to do something. We got to wave, and everybody did it. And I love that song. But laying on of hands, Jesus laid his hands on this woman that was bowed over. He laid his hands on her. It's important for us to realize there is the doctrine of laying on of hands. It is God's word that we lay hands on the sick. He didn't say, sing real loud and they'll be healed. Even though I've seen that. He didn't say, preach real hard and they'll be healed. Even though God's word has power, whether you read it in the book or it's preached by someone else, God's word will not return void. But he said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hallelujah. I know that, you know, some people get so carried away. Amen. I know that. But I'm telling you right now, God's word is so true. He is the Lord that heals. And there is a doctrine of laying on of hands. He laid his hands on her and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Paul was shipwrecked. Amen. On that island, they built the fire. Y'all know the story. Right after Euryclodon, there in Acts 27. Amen. He was shipwrecked. He laid the bundle of sticks on the fire. The snake caught him. He shook it off. Amen. They thought he was a god. Amen. The Bible says that, amen, in the same quarters, amen, were possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. Amen. They had just had this shipwreck. It came to pass that the father of Publius, if I say that right, lay sick of a fever and a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him. They was on this island. They had never seen anything like this. This man come on there. These were strange. These was heathen people. They knew nothing about God. They were wrecked, these native people from this island, Melita. They called them barbarous people. Amen. They was kind to them. Paul got bit by a very, amen, dangerous snake. What do they call that? Venomous snake. And they thought, man, this man's a murderer. They were superstitious people. They was real caught up in superstition. They said, he escaped the sea, but said, vengeance suffers him not to live, but he just shook it off in the fire. Amen. There was this man that from that area who was the chief man of the island who lodged these Romans and all these prisoners for 3 days and was courteous to them, the Bible says, and find out that this man's dad is sick of a fever and some kind of blood disease. Paul goes in and lays his hand on him and God heals him. Hallelujah. That's not the end of it. So when this was done, others also, which had diseases in the island, came and were healed. Who also honored us with many honors when we departed. They laid at us with such things as was necessary. Amen. I'm glad that I know the God that heals. I'm glad that I can believe in the God that heals. Hallelujah. I know that God's word has power. Amen. And it's important for us to realize that the Bible teaches us to lay hands on the sick. The Bible said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Hallelujah. You might be sick here tonight. I believe that God will heal you. I know Brother Curtis has been sick. Amen. We'll pray for him. We'll pray for others that are sick. But I'm telling you, I got this message ready on Saturday, Brother Curtis. I had no idea. Amen. You know, anything. I don't do that usually, you know. Amen. I know that I probably should more, but you know, I just try to, amen, preach what God lays on my heart. And I didn't get to preach Sunday night, and so, amen, this was on the burner still, just cooking, amen, on the back burner, just slowly cooking all several days here, and I've been praying about it. Amen, the Bible talks about laying hands on those that are sick, and God will heal them. Why can't God just heal us? See, Lord, heal me. He does that sometimes. Amen. God doesn't only heal by the laying on of hands. But he does heal by the laying on of hands. And it's taught in God's word. When somebody's sick, lay your hand on them and pray for them. The Bible tells us in James chapter number 5, we're going to go on to anointing with oil. Why do we anoint with oil? Why do we have this? And I know this is simple stuff. Amen. But I'm preaching tonight the Lord that heals. Sometimes we complicate it so much. Sometimes we make it too great and too big. Amen. You can't make God too great or too big, but we make it too complicated. Hallelujah. Amen. Anointing with oil. Why do we anoint with oil? There's no power in that oil. You can go down there. That's even Brookshire's brand. And buy that oil right down there. Amen. There's no power in that oil. You can pour it all over. Amen. Cancer wouldn't do nothing. If there was healing in that, amen, this is what they would use at Good Shepherd. You probably couldn't even find it up there. Amen, there is nothing there. And I know that's olive oil, but, you know, we just use olive oil because that's basically what they used in the Bible. But you don't have to have olive oil. You can have any kind of oil, whatever, you know. But I'm not going to bring no old motor oil in here. Don't worry about that. But, is any sick among you, the Bible says in James 5 and 14. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Anointing with oil is scriptural. Amen. It's God's will. It's God's plan for us to anoint with oil. Amen. And pray for the sick. Amen. I have seen, I remember a brother come in here or a man come in here that hadn't been in church. And he was sick. He come down here and we wiped oil on him. And prayed for him. And the Lord touched him in such a way. And it was so undenying that, you know, what God had did for him. And he come back that night and, you know, and looked so different. God touched his body and healed him and whatever. And he was a sinner man. I believe God done a work in his life. But I saw him a couple days later. He said, yeah, I took a shower. He said, but I didn't want to wipe off that oil. He said, I kept, you know, covered it up. He thought there was something in the oil. He thought it was, you know, some magic in the oil. And I've seen that, you know, you can find they'll take and they'll sell oil from Mount Olive, you know, from the Temple Mount. And, you know, this was grown in Jerusalem and all that. And, hey, that's fine. But I have to be honest with you. This is, I guess, high top brand or something, you know. But it's not the oil, it's the obedience of God's Word. It's not, you can get oil from the Mount of Olives, you can get oil from, amen, Jerusalem or whatever, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, but it's not the oil. It's not our hand. It's not the hand. It's not the person. It's the obedience to God. I believe it's important to be in tune with God. I don't just want anybody laying their hand on me. They may put an evil spirit in me. Hallelujah. But the Bible tells us, and so James tells us, is that the only place where the Bible says anoint with oil? The Bible says in Mark chapter 6, he called unto him 12 and began to send them forth 2 by 2 and gave them power over unclean spirits. Jesus called his 12 and sent them out 2 by 2. He also called 70 unto him. Even though there was only 12 left, when it was all said and done, at one point he ordained 70 under him and sent them out into the regions before him 2 by 2. Amen. And they cast out devils, commanded them that they should take nothing for their journey save a staff only, no scrip, no bread, no money in their purse. Be shod with sandals and not to put on 2 coats. And he said, in whatsoever place ye enter into an house, there abide till ye depart from that place. And whosoever shall not receive you nor hear you when ye depart thence, shake off the dust of your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. And they went out and preached that men should repent. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil. They anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. This was not just an apostolic after Pentecost. amen, teaching. Jesus sent out His 12 disciples before He was ever crucified, and they wiped oil, anointed with oil on people, and prayed for them. Now, I don't know, amen, necessarily how they did it. Some said they poured the oil on them, you know, poured it all over them. That was kind of a common custom in that day. Don't get nervous tonight. I don't have a whole lot here. Amen. But I have seen that before. But the Bible says that Samuel poured the horn of oil on David. Poured it all on him. Amen. And the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord came on him. It wasn't the oil. Amen. It was the obedience of God. And I believe that the Lord heals. Can we stand together tonight? Amen. I believe God can honor His Word tonight and heal somebody right here tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We can't heal. We have no power to heal. But God has all power to heal. God is the healer. He is the King of Kings. Is there anyone here tonight that needs special prayer? You need healing tonight? We'll take time and pray tonight at this time. And then we'll be finished with the service. If you need prayer for your body, I want you to come. Amen. And then, hallelujah. And then the rest will come on up after that. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Tanya, you going to play for us tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Bethany needs a healing in her back. Praise God. I know Sister Bobby needs a healing. Thank you, Lord. Jack needs a healing tonight. His back, right? Praise the Lord. Praise God. Brother Curtis needs a healing. Praise God. Brother Miles, you need a healing tonight. Brooklyn needs a healing. She's got some warts and stuff come up on her. Savannah needs a healing tonight. Anybody else? I know you're in line. We'll pray. Brandon needs a healing. Brother Wayne. Brother Dan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Mike. Praise God. Sister Courtney. Brianna's got this break in her wrist. And I know that, you know, I don't want it to be wrong, but I would like for the Lord to heal it where she didn't have to wear that cast. She's going back next week, and we've been praying. We don't want to not wear the cast and their wrist be messed up. But I want the Lord to heal that where she don't have to wear that cast. It's a big hindrance, you know, getting her ready and stuff. Let's ask the Lord right now. Let's just turn our minds to the Lord right now. Lord, heal my brother tonight. Heal my sister tonight, Lord. Heal the children tonight, Lord. You can come in this place, presence of God. Come in here. Hallelujah. If you're not one of them, asking for prayer, come on around. Help me pray tonight. Thank you, Jesus. We'll just lay hands on one another tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus.